Steve Gruber is America's voice.
Scar tissue that I wish you saw. Sarcastic, Mr. Know It All. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
All right, welcome back to it on this Monday. Don't go long, you know the rules. Good. We keep getting grief from our live Facebook feed because we go a second over on how long we're supposed to go, and they keep sending us nasty news when it comes to music. Anyhow, when it comes to the freedom of speech, I endorse it. I follow it. I support it. I think that the First Amendment is the rock star of the American Constitution, the envy of the rest of the world. It's the First Amendment to the American Constitution, right? And yet, it seems that when shoes are involved and profit is involved and the NBA is involved, well, to hell with that. We need to make more money around here. Professor Richard Ebling, AIER Senior Fellow, BB&T Distinguished Professor of Ethics and Free Enterprise at the Citadel. Professor, welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be with you. Good morning.
So I guess if you've got a shoe deal, right, if you've got a shoe deal, nothing else matters. If the shoes are made in China and China's got this huge market, how dare you support Hong Kong? And how dare you say anything about it? Of course, this comes from the likes of LeBron James and others who, by the way, endorsed Hillary Clinton, trash talks Donald Trump, and then says, well, that's a political thing. We don't want to get into that. Really? Your thoughts.
Well, the problem, of course, fundamentally comes from the fact, think of a government that has the authority to tell all of the businessmen in their jurisdiction, stop dealing with Americans. Because a general manager of the Houston Rockets issues a few word tweet saying that he supports demonstrations in Hong Kong that is in opposition to the Beijing government. And so suddenly what happens? The Rockets pre-games are not being broadcast on Chinese television. The NBA is told that retail stores in Beijing will no longer be carrying Houston Rocket sports paraphernalia, and their contracts in general may be cut. Yes, these American companies, like companies all over the world, bend to the wishes of the governments under whose jurisdiction they operate to maintain their enterprises and their profits. And those unfortunately are the choices and trade-offs these companies make, right or wrong. But the fundamental issue is the problem that government should not have that power.
Yeah.
Over their citizens. And that reminds us why we should not want growth of government here at home in America. Would we want a president to be able to just fire the heads of news companies because he doesn't like the things that their editorials say?
No.
Would we want?
But I see this all over, Professor.
We don't want this power.
Yeah, I want to ask you about this, Professor, because I'm seeing this escalation of unrest and violence, and it's not just in Hong Kong. It's in Spain. It's in Lebanon. It's in Chile. It's all over the world right now, and the unrest continues in places like the UK and different places. Why all of this unrest now? I mean, it just feels like there's a boiling point coming. Every place I look, do you see the same things?
Because people are experiencing things through a glass darkly. If you ask these people in many places, other than Hong Kong, where things are clearer, I would suggest, why are you demonstrating? What are you frustrated about? What are the problems? They're going to say, well, they feel that they're being taken advantage of. They're not getting a fair shake. That they're being oppressed in some way. And what is the core reason for this in 9 times out of 10? And it's the fact that their own government is denying them personal or economic liberty. Unfortunately, the demonstrators, because of the convoluted political understandings, don't always understand that. In other words, they don't know the core issue of why they're demonstrating. But why are the people in Hong Kong demonstrating now since the beginning of the summer, every weekend, sometimes violently? Because they don't want the government in Beijing, the government of mainland China, to tell them what they can say, how they can go about their business, what laws they can institute. Many of the more radical ones wish that Hong Kong could be independent.
Well, that's never going to happen.
And unfortunately, that will not happen.
No.
No matter how much of a black eye the Chinese government would have on the world stage temporarily, they will not allow Hong Kong to go. If necessary, they will crush it, and it would be very bloody.
You know, and you look at what is coming out of Beijing and what is happening in that country. You look at what's happening to the Uyghurs, for example, the Muslim minority in the northwest part of the country, huge area, where they are being rounded up, sent to camps. Many are killed. Organ harvests, harvesting human organs while they're still alive, according to some reports, so that the organs of these people can be given to other Chinese citizens, I suppose. I mean, the horrible things going on in China are mind-blowing, and yet we just kind of, and I think the American government just is guilty. The president goes along to get a deal on beans and to get a deal on pork or whatever it is, and we go along, despite their incredible human rights abuses. We're along for the ride, aren't we?
Yes, and in fact, just to reiterate, on the world stage right now, given the magnitude of the people, number of people that the Chinese government has incarcerated, as a violation of people's basic desire to worship the way they want.
Sure.
These Uyghurs are Muslims, and all they want to do is be able to go to their mosques, wear a beard, and pray the way they want. And to be honest, they would like to be left alone by the Chinese. The Chinese are transporting ethnic Chinese, and they're basically trying to destroy that culture and that religion there. And over a million have been incarcerated, and there's brutality and harshness by anyone who resists or opposes the, quote, re-education in the camps. This is the worst type of mass incarceration since the old days of Stalin and the Soviet Union with
sure.
the Gulag, the slave labor camps in Siberia.
No, it's awful, all accounts that we've gotten here, and you've heard and read the same things. But what about... I want to go back for a moment to the NBA for the final couple of thoughts here. What about that? What about people going into a National Basketball Association game with shirts on that say, I support Hong Kong or free Hong Kong, and they are thrown out of the arena? They're taken and thrown out of the arena in America. Isn't that, I mean, that's just appalling.
Yes, it shows that the managers and the owners don't think deeper as to what is at stake. Because they're kowtowing to the Chinese government. What if our government were to try to pressure them that way?
Sure.
With threats of regulations and controls
oh.
and restrictions. Would they be happy with that and just
no.
bend to that?
No, of course not.
So you should have to practice what you say you preach. And that should be speaking for personal freedoms of these speech and so on for everyone everywhere. Even if it sometimes pinches the toes of the financial shoe you're wearing.
Or the actual shoe you're wearing because they're manufactured in China and that's the one you endorse.
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's it. I mean, LeBron James, all of his jerseys and shoes, all those shoe deals, they're all manufactured in China, Professor. You know that. I mean, and so I think that I see a pushback on Western civilization in all sorts of places. Quickly, I'll give you the last word.
What is important is for all of us to realize that there are sacrifices and costs we sometimes have to incur to defend freedom. Just think of the founding fathers, all of whom would have been hanged by the British if the British had won against them in the American Revolution. But they stood tough and bore sacrifices for many years to bring about liberty that we enjoy in America.
Professor Richard Ebling from the Citadel, always an education, sir. Thank you for being here on a Monday.
My pleasure. You have a good day.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. All right. Quick break. We'll be back after this.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
A storage tank ruptured, and for miles, chemicals were pushing up against the riverbanks.
This was a big, big deal, and it was going to have a serious impact on communities up and down the river.
I remember the moment. This local guy came up to me and said, they called the guard out.
up for this stuff?
You probably thought we were all about hurricanes, tornadoes, fighting Mother Nature.
Hey, it's a chemical spill. It's a disaster.
It affects the water supply, threatens wildlife.
We're talking about the health of entire communities and people's livelihoods.
You bet we're ready for these kinds of things.
We were out there with booms to prevent the spill from expanding.
We're responsible for protecting and monitoring the sensitive wetlands.
I also remember the moment that same guy came up to me and said, I don't know what we would have done if they hadn't called the guard up.
Learn more about how you can protect your friends, families, neighbors, and the environment. Everything that makes up your community. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.nashvillesongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.